Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this Thursday morning, November 29th, to the OPT Network. And as always, DC, before we jump into this great show this morning, we want to remind every single person that is on the grizzy grind this morning, getting ready for school, kids standing at bus stops. It is a crisp, cool morning. Make sure that those kids are bundled up. Make sure that you stay engaged, and please, please slow down through those school zones. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. And you know what? When you slow down, it helps the crossing guards, it helps the resource officers, and it helps our kids. So stay engaged and make sure that you're staying on point this morning. Now, we have been telling you all week long that we were going to be joined this morning by Dr. Rowe. Dr. Rowe is short for Rovina Brock. She is a doctor that is doing incredible, great things throughout the country, working hard to make sure that we stay fit and stay healthy. So this is important, DC, and it's really, really important to our family as well as I know your families are, because a lot of people backslid for Thanksgiving, and I'm not going to say who, but, you know, once you seem to get on that backsliding scale, it's hard to get back on track. And so we want to talk about not only healthy eating for the holidays, but healthy eating all year long. I want to welcome back to the show Dr. Rovina Brock. She has been on Dr. Oz. She's all over the national media, and she is with us this morning. Dr. Rowe, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Carla. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Rowe, you have made it your personal mission. And, you know, we love Gandhi saying to be the change that you want to see in affecting the way that people eat, the way that people look at their health, and the whole idea of being a healthier, better nation. And it really started for you, really, as a young girl, losing your mom so early in life. So let's talk about how you got on this trek to health.
My story is that my mother was a single parent. She was a Southern girl, a country girl from a small town in Virginia, Orange, Virginia. She owned a juke joint on the weekends and a taxi company during the weekdays in D.C. So all that to say, the foods that you serve in a juke joint, And if you don't know what a juke joint is, those of you who are listening, think Miss Seeley in The Color Purple. So that, you know, we're talking fried chicken sandwiches on white bread, pig's feet, potato salad, collard greens, you know, cooked with fat back and ham hocks, that sort of thing. And those were also the foods served in my family. So, you know, that's the sort of dietary blueprint that I inherited. But having said that, you know, as a result, my family suffered disproportionately from heart disease, hypertension, or high blood pressure, as black folks call it, diabetes, and, you know, some forms of cancer. So that's what led me to the post that I currently occupy today. Mm-hmm. You know, I started with wanting to help my family, which branched out to my community, which branched out to the country and the world. So just two seasons ago on the Dr. Oz show, I helped over 500,000 Americans lose more than 5 million pounds.
Amazing.
On our Just 10 campaign. So this year, I've relocated to Alabama.
But wait, Dr. Rowe, let me stop you, because you just kind of brushed over that. That is huge. I mean, that is huge, first of all, that you were able to partner with Dr. Oz, and we've had Dr. Oz on our show a few times, and he'll be coming back soon. But just the fact that you were able to partner with Dr. Oz to be such an emphatic change for America, what does that feel like for you?
Oh, it feels it feels super fantastic. I mean, I'm honored and I'm privileged to be in a position where I get to do what I do. I really do feel that, you know, I am here to uplift, to inspire, and to motivate people to give, to be able to live their biggest and best lives. So improving the quality of life for others has been my passion for as long as I've been a nutritionist, and that's over 25 years. Mm-hmm. So that said, you know, it's an honor to be a partner with Dr. Oz. I am now a member of his medical advisory board for the Dr. Oz Show.
I love it.
So, you know, yeah, we work very well together, and we're on the same path, and mm-hmm. that is that together we want a healthy America. So to that end, I mentioned that I relocated recently to the state of Alabama, which is fourth of all of the 12 fattest states in America. And so I now wish to bring the skills and the passion that I use on the Dr. Oz Show mm-hmm. That resulted in 5 million pounds lost by over 500,000 Americans. I wish to bring those skills here to the state of Alabama to transform it from one of America's fattest states to one of America's healthiest states.
Absolutely.
We're going to start there, and then my dream is to be able to move through the others.
Absolutely. And so we have already talked about partnering in this cluster to be the change that we all want to see. But Dr. Rowe, the major question is this: how do we change people's minds when it comes to food? Now, let me give you an example. At my house, in my family, and a lot of families had this, mustard greens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? It is like a sin and a curse word if you don't have cornbread with your mustard greens. And
no
fat
reason
that
you can't. No reason. Now there is the problem, or there's a quick fix. We get the fat back out of the mustard greens. You know, greens of all proportion are some of the healthiest foods. First of all, green leafy vegetables are, you know, are alkaline in nature, which means they naturally have a potential to fight inflammation throughout your body,
mm-hmm.
from your heart to your muscles to your joints to all throughout your body. Not only that, they're the lowest in calories. That is, if you do not put in the fat back with a ham hock,
mm-hmm.
you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a way to cook them in a small amount of liquid, a small amount of olive oil, a little bit of water or chicken broth on top of the stove, throw in some red pepper flakes, finish it off with a squeeze of lemon juice, do some garlic, and you got a really good, healthy side dish.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, you know, I think the answer to your bigger question is, how do we change behavior? We change it one meal and one choice at a time. You know, we tend to look at whether or not we've had some chocolate chip cookies or
mm-hmm.
something that we consider not on the plan. And once you do that, as you mentioned earlier, Colette, going through, you know, having fallen off the wagon for Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
might set you up for Christmas and the
mm-hmm.
holiday season. But to be real, there are only about 4 or 5 days between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day
mm-hmm.
That are considered holidays. So the point is, one choice and one meal at a time is what you're going to be mindful of as you make your food choices. That's how you change. You change it gradually.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get the way that we are overnight, and we're not going to change it overnight. Everything in life is a process, and every day that God allows you to open your eyes and put your feet on the floor, there's a new opportunity for you to get it right. So one choice, one meal at a time.
Absolutely. What we're going to do, Dr. Rose, we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about some of those great, good, healthy tips for the holidays and even beyond. And this is only the beginning, Dr. Rowe, because this, as you said, is a process. And we're going to help people to at least begin to think differently about the food choices that they are making. Y'all, you're on point, and we're joined by Dr. Rowe. Stay with us. We're back right after this. We'll be right back.
December 15th is the pink party. The pink party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party. The pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunky, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. This morning, we're joined by Dr. Rovina Brock, better known as Dr. Ro, and she is an award-winning health journalist and a television personality known for her easy-to-apply diet and fitness and health tips for women and for families. She's a leading nutrition coach for over two decades And she was recently named by Moore Magazine as one of America's, get this, top five nutritionists. She holds a PhD in nutrition science, and she is joining us again here on the OPT Network. And Dr. Rowe, we know that you've got lots going on this morning, but we want to talk about really quickly, like three easy, good tips that people can apply for their eating during the holidays.
Well, the first thing is you're going to go to your big holiday meal, your big family meal someplace. So whether it's a big mama's house or wherever. So the first thing you want to do is prioritize what's important to you about the holiday, joy, peace, love, spending time with family and friends. And don't make food the focus of your attention, because where your attention goes is where your energy flows.
Well, wait a minute. Now, how do you not make food the focus when everybody's talking about food? Food is everywhere. How do you not?
It's a mindset.
Okay.
It's a mindset. You have to decide that the focus of your attention is going to be on the love that you share with your family and friends. I mean, food is a part of it, but it should not be the nexus of it. It should be the center of your attention, because again, where your attention goes, your energy flows.
Mm-hmm.
So. Just let that marinate for a second. And so
I'm writing it down.
You want to anticipate situations before you go. So for those that will potentially throw you off course, so plan ahead. So for example, if you are going to that big family meal, and you know that in your family, as most families, if yours is anything like mine, there's going to be a lot of high-fat, sugar, and that sort of thing, right?
Right.
So why not offer to take a recipe of one of your family favorites that you have modified so that you've made healthier? And here's a simple way to make something healthier. Like, for example, everybody likes the sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so rather than using mounds of sugar, mounds of butter, you could do a sweet potato casserole rather than candied yams, where you use something that I call the three R's. Either you reduce, you replace, or remove unhealthy ingredients.
Mm.
Reduce, replace, or remove them. So if your recipe calls for, you know, 9 cups of sugar, you can use, you know, a
what can you use? Well, it ain't going to be as sweet.
Sweet potatoes are already sweet. They're naturally sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I did this for Thanksgiving. So I made a sweet potato casserole with chopped pecans, or pecans, as we like to say.
Uh-huh.
But you cut the sugar, you cut the butter. You can replace butter with trans fat free soft tub margarine, or you can cut your butter recipe in half. So you can reduce. You can replace. Now, instead of using brown sugar, I use something called coconut sap sugar.
Mm.
Coconut sap sugar. And coconut sap sugar is really made from the coconut, the sap of the coconut. It is 10 calories per teaspoon compared to sugars, 16 calories per teaspoon, and it is loaded with minerals and B vitamins. Mm-hmm. So there.
Is it easy to find?
Easy to find. Whole food stores, even general grocery store chains have coconut sap sugar now.
Okay, so that's the first thing we're going to do. We're gonna modify. We're going to reduce, remove, or replace. All right, what's the next thing?
Well, you know, you don't have to. I mean, just because somebody offers you something doesn't mean you have to take it. Okay.
Okay.
So you might stay away from having the second and third and fourth roll. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know your mama's home baked bread is the best thing since life.
Absolutely.
However, have one.
Okay.
Have one. All right, and then let's just stop it there. And here's a really big point. You do not have to eat to the point at which that top button on your pants or skirt is popping off. Eat beef until you have had enough, but not until you are full. Eat slowly, and here's why. Because it takes 20 minutes for your brain to register fullness. It takes 20 minutes for your brain to get the message that, you know what, stomach is full.
Mm-hmm.
So if you eat slowly, you will tend to eat less and consume fewer calories rather than overeat and overconsume calories that your body didn't really need.
Absolutely. Dr. Rowe, we want to thank you for those incredible tips. Give your website, Dr. Rowe, and what you've got coming up so that people can follow you.
EverythingRowe.com, the word everything, ro.com. Follow me on Twitter, on Facebook. Get my free tips of nutrition and fitness. Get daily inspiration. So follow me there. Just hit the icons at everythingro.com. Also, there's lots of health information there for you. And tune in to CNN. I'm doing a series called Daily Dose, where I'm giving you tips to get through the holidays and win without blowing your calorie budget.
Absolutely.
So happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas, Carlette.
Absolutely. Dr. Rowe, you absolutely rock. We love having you. We love your energy. And you know what? We're going to do these segments more often because it is where your attention goes, your energy goes. And we love that. And we talk about mind changes all the time. And this is where it begins. Dr. Rowe, thank you for being the change that you want to see. But most importantly, thank you for spending the very busiest and best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network.
It is my absolute pleasure and honor.
All right, y'all, stay on point. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with the Heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a Heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, wait staff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunky, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658.
Hello, I am Cherry Jemison, Office Manager of Sylvia's Caring Companion, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Darlene St. Romain, Executive Director of Sylvia's Caring Companions, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 3 minutes after 8. Today is Thursday, November 29th, and it is a crisp, cool morning. And I don't know about you, DC, but when I hear that Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure spot, it makes me want to dance. I tell you what, this is the party with a purpose, party of all times. We're going to talk about it a little bit later in the show. First, let me just say that this segment of the OPT is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas. For all of your auto, life, and insurance needs, phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group. Well, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. What a better time. No better time. To purchase a new, used, your truck, automobile, whatever it is that you want from Hickson Automotive Group right here at Christmas time. You can go to their website, check them out at www.hicksonhasit.com. Terra Home, we remind you to shop local if you're looking for special gifts, great home decor. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, and McDonald's of Alexandria. We want to thank again, DC, switching gears. We want to thank Dr. Rovina Brock. You can go to her website, everythingro.com. She has been an incredible partner with Dr. Oz. She's been all over the national media. She's been in Essence magazine. And you know what? We wanted to bring her back because she's not only talking about change, she is being about change. She left Washington, D.C., to move to the great state of Alabama so that she could implement change in the way that we're thinking, the way that we're eating. I love what she said. I wrote it down. I hope that you will too, because it is in keeping with what we always talk about, DC, the mind. She says, where your attention goes, your energy flows. And so whatever you think about, you give energy, you give life to those things. And so we want to change our mindset during the holiday. And one of the things that she said, three really great things: reduce, replace, and remove. And unless and until we start making some really, really critical changes, we're going to have much the same. She helped America, along with Dr. Oz, to lose 5 million pounds. And you know how they did it, DC? They did it 10 pounds at a time. And so for many people this morning that are getting ready for the holidays, and many of us, I think it's just human nature. We focus on what we're going to have. We start to think about it. We start to... Are you thinking about it now?
Well, yeah, that's what happens.
It really does. You start visualizing that cornbread dressing or your favorite dish, whatever it is. And I can see your thoughts right now.
Well, because, you know, when I'm in that mode right there, my mind is centered in and around food.
Wow. And that's just...
And the next meal. In other words, if it's 9 o'clock, I'm thinking about lunch.
Right.
What am I going to have for lunch? You know, where am I going to get it? You know, is it going to be good? Is it going to be the right lunch? You know, that kind of thing. And it really can be... mind consuming.
Right. And so, DC, after hearing Dr. Rowe, because you're one of those people that has some challenges,
right,
because you love food, and really that's probably mostly everybody
affair.
That love affair. Well, I could get a little bit
next
jealous.
To you, it's my
okay. All right. So, DC, you know, listening to Dr. Rowe for you, and I saw you have that revelatory moment where you said, wow, that's right. So What does that do to help you to kind of change your thinking?
Well, it helps me because really when I went into the last phase of my weight loss,
mm-hmm.
I lost 25 plus pounds. A lot of what she's saying do, like, you know, to, you know, with Thanksgiving and Christmas,
mm-hmm.
just focus on, you know, the day and the meal at hand.
Right.
Versus, you know, the whole week and all of that. Just, you know, one thing at a time. I like what she was saying. If you eat slow, a lot of times if you take your time and eat,
mm-hmm.
what you'll realize is you if you eat fast like I used to eat,
mm-hmm.
before my brain would register that I was full, I would be way over.
Right.
I would have overeaten.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? It was too late by the time your brain registered.
Right, I had already gorged myself.
Right. And so, and I was talking about earlier, and I was making a little bit of a joke because yesterday you and Deuce Christmas went into the store. And one of the things that I'm trying to do as a mom to engage a young man is to try to find things that he likes. And so he wanted something for dinner. And I can remember being a child and coming home saying, I didn't call my mom. I called her dear, what are we having for dinner? And she'd say neck bones. And unfortunately,
ooh,
I hate neck bones now.
I
cannot stand. And look, I know it's a lot of people saying you can't be a country girl if you don't like neck bones. Well, you know what? My mother had cooked neck bones so much that I don't even like.
She really does like neck bones.
She loves neck bones.
Me too.
And so it has subsequently turned me against neck bones. So I don't want to do that to my child when he says, mother, what's for dinner? And I say, and he's like, oh, no, not that again. Because we have been really, really restricted at our house because DC is really trying to change his eating. And so yesterday, to engage him, I said we would cook something that he liked, and he would help me, because not only does that help our kids to follow instructions, it helps to engage them. It helps to open up dialogue, conversation, and he's just more friendly. So we did that. But before we did that, they went into the store and then they came out with something they didn't go in for, which was
a cake.
And not just any cake.
triple chocolate cake.
And so, i.e., you know, you fall off at Thanksgiving, and we're back to, okay, on Monday I'm starting. But then today, well, yesterday was Wednesday, and then you come out of the store, and I say to Deuce, I say, Deuce, why didn't you help Dad? Well, what was I going to say? I said, yeah, right. So you were an unwilling participant in this. And so when does it sort of stop? What have you said to yourself about why you bought this cake and ate so much of it last night?
I had a urge to get that chocolate cake. And before I start my new program, phase two of my new program, okay. I said I may as well take one more week before I, you know, just, and not overindulge, but just indulge a little. And then after that, I will go into phase two.
Are you being true to thine own self?
True to thyself I'm being.
I don't think you are.
Yes, I am.
And so you don't want to ruin the good success that you have had. So I guess my point, DC, is this. What are you going to do to change your mind?
Well,
seriously, what are you going to do to change your mind?
Well, you know, I'm going to do the same thing I did last time. I'm not going to quit.
I love
it. You know, I'm down 27, 28 pounds. I feel good about that. I'm ready to go for that other 15 that I need to lose to be at the weight that I like to live at.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to tell you.
And let me say.
When you're trying to quit smoking, weight loss, changing, all types of things that you're trying to do, it is a process, and you have to be mentally prepared. What I realized yesterday is I wasn't really mentally ready. So all I'm doing is saying, okay, instead of trying to go in and set myself up for failure, mm-hmm. I'm refocusing. I'm going back to the drawing board. I'm going to say, I'm going to go ahead and have this cake first.
But when you have the cake, you have all of the remorse that goes along with having the cake.
I didn't have any remorse last night. Did you hear me say
it? I didn't hear you say it, but usually.
Because my mind was made up. I decided I was going to go ahead and have the cake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, young Deuce Christmas is eating the cake with me too. You won't have any, but that's okay. But next Monday, I'm going to jump back up on the horse and I'm going to try them again. Mm-hmm. But this time I'm going to meditate. I'm going to take a day of fasting.
Right.
Praying on it, you know, get in tune, get at one with God. And
the universe.
I'm going to be ready. Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. I'm going to be ready.
And you know.
Nah, no universe for me.
No universe.
Nah, God.
Okay.
I ain't with the universe.
You're not with the universe.
No.
Okay, so you're going to get in tune with God. I love it.
I'm going to get in tune with God, get at one,
uh-huh.
You know, get spiritually prepared, mentally prepared, and physically prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just how I have to do it.
Right.
You know, sometimes I'll do it and it doesn't take, because I didn't take enough time and meditating in it and getting myself mentally prepared. You know, when we were when I was in high school and college playing football, you know, we used to get mentally ready for the game.
Mm-hmm.
We were all physically prepared to play ball.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be mentally ready, whatever it is you do. And this, with me, I can tell when I'm not mentally ready. So basically, I just jump on down, you know, and I like
you to jump start on off Monday. The horse. Huh?
I like to start on Mondays. I like Mondays is the day, Gene. I like Monday. You know, the last time I tried to look, Jean looked like she laughed at me like, yeah, whatever.
Jean is our office mate that she was like, oh, okay, yeah, another diet.
Yeah, Jean's like, okay, DC's trying Monday. Hey, look, let's get back to what we were talking about. You know.
Right.
But, you know, it just, that's just how I do it.
But we have our sign up on our visionary board that says don't quit. And so whenever we get discouraged, whenever we fall off, we just simply... Whenever the day is just going like you just don't want it to go, we just look up at that yellow sticky and say, you know what, no matter what,
right,
we're not going to quit.
Right.
And really, the reason why this conversation is important, DC, is because many, many people are struggling with weight and food.
Right.
And food is something that we all love. We all are thinking about what's for lunch
and
already.
You gotta have it.
And you got to have it.
Right. It's not like other things you can quit. They just quit them and never use them again.
Right.
You have to eat to sustain your life.
Absolutely. And some people just don't have the discipline to say no when they're walking through the bakery aisle. Or,
right.
You know, and so it's better that you stay off of those aisles.
Well, but here's the thing. you know, and in some of the other programs that I'm with, they're saying, look, you should be able to go around that stuff and not mess and not use it.
But see, that's the difference, though, because it's food.
Well, no, here's what it is. It takes a made up mind, you know, and the last time when I lost the 27 pounds, well, it's 27 now because I gained three. But,
okay.
You know, but when I did lose the weight, it was because my mind was made up, mm-hmm. and I decided that I was still all down the donut aisle, the cake aisles, but I made a decision
mm-hmm.
that I was not going to have any of that.
And I think that that's the key.
Right.
I mean, you made a decision.
Right. And what I know about myself, what I've gotten to know about myself in the 46 years that I've been here on the planet,
mm-hmm.
is that I know when I'm ready to do something. Mm-hmm. In other words, I knew yesterday when I got the cake, I'm not ready yet.
Right.
I'm not ready. And it's no need me torturing myself going on till Tuesday or Thursday. You know, I just decided to go ahead and have the cake. And Monday, I'm gonna go again. You know, I'm going to probably go fishing this
weekend. Well, let me back up. Did you honestly, to thine own self be true,
right?
Did you moderate on the cake? Last night.
Moderate,
no, I'm just asking. Did you?
That's besides the point.
Did you moderate? No, yeah, I think that's critical.
Well, I ate two slabs, but I could have eaten. But here's the thing.
Okay.
I could have eaten half the cake.
Okay.
You know, so progress rather than perfection.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's how I look at it. As long as I'm making some type of progress.
Right.
That's better than none at all.
Absolutely.
As New would say.
Absolutely. Newism.
Yeah, new. My uncle knew. He would just say, look, progress rather than perfection. I'm not going to perfect
mm-hmm.
this. And I know that this is a process.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to be at my planned weight. Like, you know, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the lady was saying, it's a lifestyle change. And it takes time to get to where we want to be. And what I'm not going to do is get in a hurry
mm-hmm.
and go nowhere fast. Because I've done that so many times in my life. Basically, you know, I can just remember in Andre Agassi's last years of playing tennis,
mm-hmm.
you know, he would win matches, but if it was a ball too far from him, he just let it go.
Right.
That was just the wisdom that he displayed. I'm not going to even try to get that ball and use energy
uh-huh.
that I can use to win the next match, the next
point. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I am. If I would rather not even try to win that battle when I like my junior high principal told me, you know, when I was in junior high school, Leon Holtz in Bunky, Louisiana. Uh-huh. He said, son, when you see you can't win, let it go.
Let it go.
If you see you can't win, let it go. And when, once I realize that I'm not going to win,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to over exert myself in a losing battle.
Right. And most importantly, I guess the moral of this story is this. People beat themselves up and the devil is a liar and an accuser of the brethren. He'll lie to you and he'll accuse you of doing what he lied to you to get you to do, if that makes sense. And
yeah.
So, in other words, wherever you are in the process, just be. And so what we want to do is we want to bring incredibly wonderful people like Dr. Rowe that encourage us, DC.
Right.
She understands food on every level. You know, she has grown up with, like she said, in the juke joint. And we know that's the club, basically. And she's grown up with all of those foods. And she's made a decision that her passion and her life's work is to help people change their mind about food. And when we change our mind, our energy starts to flow in a different direction.
Right.
And we start to get better.
Absolutely. And in saying that, Corlette, you know, I have changed.
Oh, absolutely.
My eating habits.
Absolutely.
You know, now I still have a love affair with the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit that. That's why the low carb things works for me, because they're less sugar.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, most of the sugar goes out of my diet. And that's where the pounds come from.
Right.
You know, bread,
the cakes,
the rice,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I love the rice and gravy. You know, the cakes, pies, candy, cookies, anything sweet, you
mm-hmm.
know. So once I take that out, you know, it's just natural for me to move back into my regular weight, which is what I'm doing.
Absolutely. So, and we've made a concerted effort to add in more leafy green vegetables, and things that are better for you. And it is a process. And on the other hand, I guess that's why we're what you would call yin and yang.
Well, you like the microwave part of it, where, you know, you like to do it, like the brother said this morning, 30 minutes. You want to lose the weight straight away. You license drink.
You are, we better take a quick break here. But you know what? I do have that good discipline.
Yeah, you got it.
I do have that good discipline, and I thank God for it. Y'all, it's Thursday. Can you believe it? It's Thursday already. You're on point, and we're going to be back right after this.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunkie, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunkie, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary, listen, there is no reason at all that you shouldn't have all the channels that you want, especially when it comes to those sports channels. Get Wired Satellites not only has all the best channels, the best savings, and the best service. You can phone Jeremy Clary, 318-767-2220, Southern Heritage Bank. Is an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving of Oyles Parish and surrounding areas. Here's the number, 318-346-6695. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Well, DC, during the break, we had lots of text messages, and obviously my sister friends have taken umbrage to the term, and you as well, God and the universe. And so they love that you were unequivocal that no universe,
God,
just God. And so why do you think people are taking such umbrage with that term?
Well, because people who believe in God just know it's God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're a believer.
Right.
But, you know, of course, we know that there's people out there who are not believers. You know, and that's just how it is.
Right, right. And let me just say that we do a show that is for all. And we don't want to alienate not even the non-believers. But what I was saying simply was, when I say God in the universe, because somebody asked me, they said, Carlette, I'm kind of worried about you. You hadn't gotten over into that new age stuff. I said, absolutely not. I am speaking in terms of the universe that God has created and all that is God. But we don't want to alienate those people who maybe haven't allowed God to come into their hearts and into their lives, because I believe with every movement, you can preach to the choir, but really it's those people, those non-believers, that you've got to draw toward you and toward God's word. And you do that with the way that you live your life.
Attraction,
that's what I was looking for, rather than promotion.
Yes, some people see it like that. But, you know, the Christian community, you know, that's just how we see it. We see it as... I say we.
Like I'm not a part.
No, I mean, I know you. I'm just saying, you know, but it's just God. It stops right there.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, with that said, mm-hmm. you know, we understand that we're a nation of all types of believers.
That's right.
You know, and here on this show, we expect to be speaking to nations. You know, we're not going to impose our belief onto anybody. That's just not what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what we do. We're not going to say to anybody what they are to do. You know, we're not preachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we were preachers, we may see it a little bit different. But, you know, because we're Christian, you know, that, you know, has a lot to do with the way we do things, how we do things. But at the same time, we understand that some people are not Christian. And, you know, we're not wanting to step on those toes of those folks who don't believe the way we believe.
Absolutely. Because we believe that you can win people with the word. But I've said it many times, just as I've said about knowledge, that we have to be doers,
right,
of the word, and not just hearers only, because a lot of people in the Christian community are really, really repelling non-Christians and non-believers with a lot of their actions and a lot of the verbiage and a lot of the things that they do and say.
Absolutely. That's true. That's true. And that's why we need to follow the leaders. Leaders, you know, because there's a lot of people who are Christians in the church who are baby Christians and may say things that are not exactly what the people, the leaders in the church would say. That's why I try not to tell, you know, and I know we should try to win people. And I, you know, if somebody's saying, hey, I'm trying to find God, I have absolutely no problem telling you about it. You know, I really don't.
Absolutely.
But I'm not, I'm just not one of those people that are going to force my, what I think, feel, and believe onto somebody else.
And in terms of any issue.
Any
issue. And I believe that, you know, you have to let your life be a witness, and it's not in what you say and what we say, but more in what we do. And so with that said, we want to, we say it every single morning. We don't want to just talk about it. We want to be about it, but we do want to be all inclusive, you know, because I believe that that's the way that you win people. You win people with your life's walk, not your life's talk.
Absolutely.
Because people are watching your actions and what you do and the way that you treat others and the way that you love others or the way that you don't love others. And there was a great story in reference to that that I read this morning in New York. A police officer was caught on by a video phone. And I love this. Caught on a video phone, someone had taken a picture of him, a tourist from Arizona, taken a picture of the police officer kneeling down to a man on the street, a homeless man, obviously, and you know it's bone-chilling cold in New Orleans, in New York, excuse me, and he didn't have any shoes on. The police officer went away, and he came back with boots for the man. So you know what that tells me? That tells me something about his heart and where his heart is, not his rhetoric, not what he's preaching, not how many scriptures he can talk about or quote, but his actions said to me, my goodness, that's a heart filled with love.
Absolutely.
And, you know, all too often we get the bad, you know, pictures and the bad videos. But here's a man that just simply stepped up and said, you know what? This man is freezing out here. He didn't even have on any socks. And he went away and came back with shoes. And I mean, it just moved my heart this morning. And to me, that's what the Christian walk is about. That's what being a good Samaritan is about.
Absolutely. And I believe it's more about trying to reach those who are lost.
That's right.
You know, and so to me, it seems like a lot of people are, and, you know, this is just my perception of what I see in different places and around the Christian community. It seems that they're having church for the church people. You know, now I'm in another group where the most important person is the newcomer. You know, the newcomer is the most important person because we're trying to win more.
Absolutely.
You know, and trying to stop them from dying. And to me, so that's really how I look at it. You know, if I'm in church, if we're in church and we're in church every Sunday and we're getting fed the word every Sunday and there's five new people in there and we're not really concerned about those new people, they're slipping through the cracks because we're churching.
Right.
To me, that's a problem.
Well, then that's when you say that you're really preaching to the choir.
Absolutely. Those the to me look like we would be trying to do what we need to do to win those souls that are lost.
And so, you know, with that said, DC, I don't want to alienate anybody.
Well, we didn't mean to go here.
I know.
I mean, we're just having a conversation.
And I thought it was really cool, and I think it's really
and
great.
And this is not, let me just say this too so that I can give a
I don't know what you're trying to say. He looks at me, y'all, like, okay, give me the word, but I don't know.
Fine print. Okay. Let me just, disclosure, the fine print, just so you know that, you know, we're not saying that this is the way.
Absolutely.
Or this is the right way. We're just having a conversation and saying that this is what we think, feel, and believe, and this is just our opinion. We're not saying everybody hinge on this. You know, that's not what we do here at On Point Talk and part of the network. We basically, we like for people to have their own opinions, and their own, their own ideas, you know. So,
and isn't that what makes America great?
Absolutely. And so, you know, this since we started talking about this, and it started with God, the universe, and things of that nature, you know, we really understand that we're on a Christian station. We're a secular show. We're more about information, you know, and conversation versus politics, controversy. We're just not into that type of thing. There's people who do that and do it well.
Absolutely.
You know, do really wonderful jobs with it. And, of course, they're to be commended for being able to do that and toe that line of being able to do that. But that's just not what we do here. We just, you know, we don't care to do it.
Well, the thing of it is that we understand what our mission and what our calling is. And I think that that's something that is powerful and important. And we did want to address those emails, and people sent those text messages lovingly.
Right.
And I just think that it bore a conversation about it. We are not New Age. We are unequivocally Christians, but make no doubt about it, we don't alienate anyone, because we know that there are lost people out there in every area of life. And so we work, I mean, tirelessly. We don't just wake up in the morning and show up here. We really, really have an incredible team of people now throughout the country that send us great authors, great thinkers. I like what T.D. Jakes called them, D.C., eagles, high-thinking people that have gone through and that have tested the process and tested their faith and have wonderful stories to tell. And throughout this wonderful network that God has blessed us with, we have literally been able to connect with people from around the world.
That's right.
And so we put a lot of thought and a lot of prayer into the people that we bring to the network, because we know that they have a supply to give. And so with that said, we just want you guys to know that we don't do things haphazardly. And to whom much is given, much is required. And we understand that. And we do not take that lightly. We're not preachers, as DC said. We're just ambassadors. And we're just trying to be about it. And we're just trying to be open and honest. And we're trying to provoke you to think differently. If you just do one thing differently, if you take one thing away from any one of these given shows, DC, it could be life-changing.
Absolutely.
You're on point, everybody. We've got to take a quick break here. But when we come back, DC, I want to talk about the pink party.
Pink party.
December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's pink party for the cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes, featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunkie, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunky, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Thursday. It's 8:52. Remember, those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. They're so dedicated to excellence. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Davis One Stop, the best stop if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71. It's Davis One Stop. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Southwest Beverage Safety. Listen, for more information on those safety messages, simply log on to www.beresponsible.com. www.beresponsible.com. And as we talk about Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services, people care by caring people. Not only is Darlene and her team responsible for the pink party, but they're responsible for helping in the community. And one of the things that they are doing is they are helping a little girl by the name of Sierra Bradley, who had both of her kidneys removed. She's only 5 years old. And here to talk about this incredible, incredible young little girl is Terrielle Ford from Darlene's team at Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, which is Darlene's daughter. Terrielle, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
We are doing really, really wonderful. We got the information about Sierra Bradley, Terrielle, and we know that once you guys heard, you immediately jumped into action. Tell us a little bit about Sierra's story.
Mr. Jimmy helped us out a lot over here, and that's how we met him.
Okay. And Mr. Jimmy is Sierra's dad, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And we had been getting updates that she had been going through dialysis, and they had been driving back and forth to New Orleans. And, like, last week we heard that they had removed both of her kidneys. And, I mean, it fell on my heart heavy. It fell on my mom's heart heavy. And I had saw a vision of people walking in green. And so I talked to her dad about doing the walk, and I told him all colors that I went with, and it was green. And he told me that was the little girl's favorite color.
Wow.
So I knew then that it was a go to help her and, you know, get this out there that she's in need of her kidneys. And I wrote up this little thing. It says, I'm 5 years old and still holding on. I've been going through this for a while. My name is Sierra Bradley of St. Landry, Louisiana. She had to get both of her kidneys removed, and she's currently in need of a transplant. It's a season for all of us to share hope, prayer, and also love amongst one another. There's a walk scheduled for me Saturday, December 22nd, 2012, at 1 p.m. It will be held at the Walking Track next to the Hayes Auditorium located in Bunky, Louisiana. The registration fee is $30 per individual. That will cover your T-shirt to show support for her, and the remaining will go place forth towards her transplant. We will walk together as one for 5 miles. For the child I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I asked of him, Samuel 1:27. I ask that you all pray this simple prayer for me. Thank you all for your prayers and the time of need. Be abundantly blessed.
Wow. Terrielle, that is absolutely heartfelt.
Yes, it is, Terrielle. And we happen to know the Bradleys down in St. Landry. As a matter of fact, Trudy and Sheila, that's their brother, Jimmy, Jimmy Jr., real good friends of ours. We grew up together. Jimmy was a little younger than us. We were more along with Sheila, Adrian, and Trudy were along with us. And Jimmy was their little brother, Jimmy Jr. We know their family, and Kendrick and all of them, and Andre, who passed, and Venus, and the whole family. So we will definitely be getting with you guys on giving a donation to that, and we'll be letting people know more about that as it comes up to the day.
And so when's the walk once again, Terrielle?
It's going to be held December 22nd, 2012 at 1 o'clock p.m.
Okay, absolutely. Great.
And put us down. We're definitely going to be walking in it.
Absolutely. Yes, and you know what, Terrielle? First of all, your heart has been felt this morning. And that's what we talk about all the time, people doing things to be the change that they want to see. Their motto is people helping people, D.C.,
absolutely,
at Sylvia's Caring Companions. And Terrielle is Darlene's daughter. And you know what? That apple just doesn't fall very far from the tree.
Just like what Darlene does. Always giving back to the community. Always helping. She's helping breast cancer. She's helping with this walk. She's giving children's giving kids bicycles. She's always doing something. She's doing blanket drives.
Right.
She's always doing stuff in the community. I mean, it's just, you know,
absolutely.
What can you say?
And D.C., it's just important to note, you were talking about the Bradley family. We go way back. Bradley family is a core family,
yes,
that
indeed,
are a bunch good of
people.
Good people.
Hard work.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
let me
yeah.
just say, that baby, and Jimmy said to us that baby lost her life, and they brought her back. And that family is in New Orleans, you know, fighting all of the challenges of seeing little Sierra through.
Yes,
and
go
ahead.
She's not in New Orleans. She's home.
She's home.
She's home. And he's doing everything that he can. Him and the mom, I'm not sure of her name, and I'm sorry. But they've been going back and forth to New Orleans.
Okay.
For two days, I think, for her to go to dialysis.
Okay.
But the baby is at home, and she's really in need of this as soon as possible. So we're trying everything that we can, but I know this thing will and shall prosper in Jesus' name.
Absolutely. And we agree. We agree. And there is power in agreement. Terrielle, you absolutely rock.
Thank you so much, Ms. Corlett.
Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us. We all of our support goes to Sylvia's and goes to Sierra. Thank you guys for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on